The opposed descriptive framework of subject and object is subsumed in the instinctive identification with a unified intelligence that rests in total integration. Unification and diversity are not mutually exclusive but complementary aspects of nature's intelligence. Those whose perception is refined by and grounded in this experience of totality differ in an essential way from all other people, in that they have, as a matter of course, spontaneous access to mental and emotional stability, keen insight, compassion, and skillful moral and ethical activities. The state of mind typifying this experience is beyond the scope of conceptual thinking that does not allow for instinctive recognition of the nature of existence. For them, the distinction-making attitude of scientific, psychological, and spiritual debates about the behavior and properties of phenomena has become irrelevant in that it ignores the need for an adequate description of the underlying nature of all phenomena. Debates will go on forever about the nature of phenomena and their behaviors and properties until it's understood that they have an underlying nature. The debates will always be incomplete because it will be assumed that we're always seeing new behaviors and properties of some kind that need to be described. And we'll continue to believe that if we just are able to describe the behaviors and properties of phenomena adequately, then we're going to be able to understand the way the world works. But that's not the case. We'll just reach one incomplete conclusion after another. And this is only due to not understanding the underlying nature of phenomena. Now, I'll read this paragraph again. Those whose perception is refined by and grounded in this experience of totality differ in an essential way from all other people, in that they have, as a matter of course, spontaneous access to mental and emotional stability, keen insight, compassion, and skillful moral and ethical activities. So from the first moment, one identifies awareness and maintains awareness. From that very first moment, there is an introduction not only to awareness, but to mental and emotional stability, keen insight into the nature of existence, compassion for oneself and others, and skillful moral and ethical activities. There's no way to know what's right for oneself and what's right within the framework of society in general without understanding the nature of one's own existence. That's impossible. So for each moment that there is the identification with awareness and maintaining awareness as one's identity, from the first moment on, there is increasing evidence of these amazing qualities and activities in one's life. And this is just the way it is. So awareness is self-affirming. As we start to recognize these qualities and activities in ourselves, we're really astonished because many of us have tried to cultivate these qualities and activities. And maybe we've been able to do so to some degree, but for most of us, it's very difficult and we end up frustrated and confused and not able to cultivate the qualities and activities we're attempting to cultivate. So when we start to see these come about, as a matter of course, just by the power of resting as awareness, we become very convinced about the authority of the practice. And then it's much easier to remember to maintain awareness. Because once we start to receive benefit from it, it's self-affirming. It's much easier to maintain it. We don't have to try to remember. It just kind of clicks in. And then eventually we don't even need to rest as awareness. So you see, this comes about because from the beginning, these beneficial qualities and activities are obvious. When we have that first moment, like clear sky, the clear sky of awareness where we have, maybe we have in that instant, or maybe an entire mood of the clear sky of awareness takes us over from the first instant, then we know its benefit. We know that's the mental and emotional stability we've always sought. So even if we are caught up in all kinds of patterns of thought and speech and the qualities and activities of our life, we will find that those resolve naturally, that the problematic areas resolve and the qualities are perfected simultaneously, all by the power of resting as awareness. So even if we have things we don't like about ourselves or things we're doing that we don't really want to do, like gossip or go into endless harangues about our emotional states or whatever it is, then we'll just know more and more that the solution is really in the power of awareness. It's not in talking about our points of view and trying to assess them and prove that they have some kind of significance or power in their own right. So when we are ready, we'll know it. When we get to that point, we'll know it. We'll just be done. You know, we'll be done with that way of being. We see on one hand the benefit of awareness, its complete mental and emotional stability. And then on the other hand, we see our gabbing and blabbing, whether it's inner or outer, that never leads anywhere. It just leads to a hollow feeling. And even if it brings some kind of relief, it's an empty relief. Because once we start to become confident in awareness, when we let ourselves down by going off into a drunken orgy of points of view, we don't feel so good. Usually afterwards, we feel kind of remorseful. Yeah, it's just because we've let ourselves down. So you see, we have to see that and feel the suffering of it in order to be able to want to maintain awareness instead. And it can even be a little difficult at first if we've had a long history of gabbing and blabbing about all our points of view, and that's one of our things. Then we might actually feel fearful or even terrified that if we don't do that, something awful's going to happen. So the only way we can see that that isn't the case is to maintain awareness, identify with awareness rather than the need to gab and blab in order to relieve the pressure of points of view. Now, how many of you have been in a relationship where you thought, now, if this other person would just understand me and listen to my points of view, then we would have a good relationship. But no, that loser will not listen. And because they won't listen, I'm a loser too, you know. So this is just not what a relationship is. That's all I can say. This is not what a relationship is. A relationship is where each person comes to understand the nature of their own existence, and then in so doing, there can be a couple or threesome or whatever your group is, where where together you understand the nature of existence. But you see, if that isn't in place, there'll just be points of view, your points of view and my points of view. And this will be true whether it's in an intimate relationship or just more general affinities or relationships or acquaintances. By understanding the nature of existence, one is in community for the first time. In true community, the community of total integration. Then, for the first time, one becomes capable of love, of true love. Now, that love is based on what we find in ourselves. We find ourselves loving ourselves for the first time. We start to really see what self-love is. Maybe we thought self-love was all the sharing of points of view with everyone and trying to get people to respect us and getting a good education and good job. Well, maybe we thought all that was self-love, or having a nice place to live or car. Those things are all nice, but they're not the basis of self-love. They're not the basis of self-respect, and they never will be. But by the power of identifying and maintaining awareness, we really, on the mat, start to see what self-love is without doing anything. Just by the power of awareness, we let ourselves off the hook of all our points of view that we've been using to keep ourselves down, to keep ourselves small, and to keep ourselves out of being in love with ourselves and others. And so you see, the power of awareness is very great and very sublime. And the more we enjoy awareness, the more we'll have a true liking and respect for ourselves that nothing can interfere with.